Not everyone is called to lead a kingdom, but most everyone is called to lead something. Parents lead a family. Employers lead businesses and employees. Employees have duties to carry out, and even children influence others. Solomon was called to lead a kingdom, but it wasn't just any kingdom. When God asked Solomon what he would like God to give him, Solomon didn't hesitate. "Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil." 1 Kings 3:9. He didn't ask for money or fame or military power, but for an understanding heart. His first thought was to honor God, and that was Solomon's secret. If you're in business or politics or at school or wherever you are, if you do what Solomon did early in his reign and make honoring God your first priority, you'll thrive and prosper and fulfill your God-given calling. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.